John, now we're going to Johannesburg, South Africa, to the BBC's correspondent Peter Biles, who has been monitoring the power-sharing talks that have been going on between Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe and his rival opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai. Thanks for being with us, Peter.
Good morning.
Peter, just a week ago, we saw Mugabe and Tsvangirai shaking hands, and there was this hope that perhaps there would be a turn away from the deadly clashes and the alleged systematic government-sponsored harassment of the opposition. And here we are, these talks already falling apart. What happened?
Well, it certainly was an historic handshake last Monday in Harare between Morgan Tsvangirai of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change and his longtime adversary, President Robert Mugabe. In fact, they'd not met for more than 10 years before the days when Mr. Tsvangirai took on his role as an opposition leader. Prior to that, he was leader of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, and it was in that capacity that he had last met Mr. Mugabe in 1998. I think it was always to be expected that there would be a few hitches along the way, although the various parties involved, the two factions of the MDC, because the opposition is split, and the governing ZANU-PF party have committed themselves to this process of dialogue, which it is envisaged should be completed within 2 weeks of last week's signing ceremony. But this morning there are headlines in the paper. For example, here, the Star newspaper in Johannesburg says, hiccup in the Zimbabwe crisis talks, and the Times newspaper, a tabloid, says the Zimbabwe talks have stalled. What we know from opposition sources is that there is apparently a deadlock, and it appears to revolve around the allocation of posts. Morgan Tsvangirai rejecting the position of third vice president, which has apparently been offered to him by ZANU-PF.
I mean, not only did he reject it, in fact, his negotiators have called it insulting and accused the Mugabe negotiators of operating in less than good faith.
Well, understandably so, because Morgan Tsvangirai won the majority of votes in the first round of voting on the 29th of March this year. He secured 47% of the vote. Robert Mugabe only got 43%. It wasn't an absolute knockout for Mr. Tsvangirai. He would have needed more than 50% to secure victory on the first count. But that is why we went into a runoff election at the end of June, a second round of voting, which Mr. Tsvangirai then decided to boycott. And that election, which saw the re-election of Robert Mugabe, of course, has been widely regarded as a sham. And that's why we're now into negotiations on power sharing, some sort of negotiated settlement. And I don't think it's really any surprise that there are difficulties along the way. That we're never going to sort out the problems of Zimbabwe in less than 2 weeks, I suspect.
Does this bode well for the power of South African President Mbeki, who has been mediating these talks? Because this notion of Morgan Tsvangirai becoming the third vice president behind two of Mugabe's loyalists doesn't sound like that would be a power-sharing arrangement.
No, and I think the real problem in these talks is the position of Mr. Mugabe himself, because the MDC have long made it clear that they do not want to form any kind of inclusive government, a unity government, a transitional government, call it what you will. They are not prepared to see Robert Mugabe remain in a senior position of authority. They certainly don't want to see him remain as executive president. Perhaps a ceremonial president would be acceptable to them, but they regard Mr. Tsvangirai as the winner of these elections that have been so disputed this year, and they feel that he should settle probably for nothing less than the post of Prime Minister, but ultimately, of course, they would like to see him running the country.
Finally, Peter, any sense of when they will get back together, even though the headlines are talking about stalled talks? Is there something coming up next?
Well, we're not absolutely sure about this, but it seems that the delegation from ZANU-PF, the ruling party, has gone back to Harare to consult, presumably, with Mr. Mugabe and his supporters. On the other hand, Mr. Tsvangirai, the leader of the MDC, mm-hmm. has come down to South Africa to consult with his team, which has been involved in the negotiations, and it is hoped, of course, that those talks would resume within a day or two.
Peter Biles, thank you. Peter Biles coming to us from Johannesburg for the BBC.
Hopefully a timeout, not a full-scale stall.
You can only hope, but it certainly sounds like the two sides are very far apart.